Welcome to Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. It's the show that focuses on the people, issues, and events affecting Lansing's next generation. I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And I'm Daniel J. Hogan. Lansing has plenty to offer, and we're excited about highlighting the very best each week, be it people to know, the latest tech, or events that shape our daily lives.
Each week, we'll be bringing you an hour-long show packed with Mid-Michigan's best, all right here on TalkLansing.net.
Even when we're not on the air, you can join us online at TalkLansing.net, Twitter at Lansing Next, or Facebook.
Lansing Next begins now.
Hi, this is Daniel J. Hogan.
And I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons. Thanks for joining us again on Lansing Next. So, May 1st is actually quickly approaching. Can you believe it's already mid-February?
Yes.
Time flies when you're having fun or cold or something. I don't know.
It flies slow when it's cold.
You don't like winter, that's why.
No, I hate winter.
I love winter. See, I totally meant to live in the north because I love winter.
I like the north in the summer, you know.
My favorite days, actually, in winter are when you walk outside. And I know this makes me crazy. When you walk outside.
Because you are crazy.
You walk outside and it's so cold it takes your breath away. And do you want, wait, now hold on. Do you want to know why I love those days?
Because you're a fan of Berlin. That song, Take My Breath Away.
No, because it makes me feel alive. And I realize that sounds cheesy.
It does. And,
okay, I'm just going to stop. So anyways, May is approaching, and for some of us, we'll hope that it'll be sooner than later. But May 1st marks a pretty important date, at least here in Michigan.
That's right. That's the day bars go smoke-free.
Holla-frickin-lula.
It's not just bars. It's restaurants, too, right?
I'm so psyched. I'm not going to lie. I'm a non-smoker.
Mm-hmm.
I've dated guys that smoke. It's disgusting. I'm sorry if you smoke. Do it in your own time. But so, when I go out to eat or drink, I do not want to come home smelling like the bottom of an ashtray.
So that's why you and George Burns didn't work out?
Besides the fact that he was like 100 years older than me. Yeah, that might have
been
it.
Some ladies liked experienced gentlemen.
Folks, Dan's going to be here all night.
Sorry.
Anyways, smoke-free bars. You pretty psyched?
Yes, I'm psyched.
What bars don't you go to right now?
Stober's is top on my list. I like Stober's a lot. It's a great small town cozy bar, but the problem is especially in the winter you go in there and people are smoking, and because it's such a small place, I have to leave after like 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's literally like walking into a haze.
Yes.
And in my opinion, now I might get myself in trouble here, but if you're gonna walk into a haze of smoke, you should come out with a little something more than just smelling like smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And, not that any of us do that.
And there's always the complaints about, well, you shouldn't go there if you don't smoke. I'm like, well, yeah, I realize that. And I do make that choice to go other places. But unfortunately, a lot of my friends like going there. And I want to hang out with my friends.
Right.
And...
Well, and I'm sorry. But, you know, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You come home.
I know what you're talking about.
Your jacket. Yeah. Well, and you're not a lady. Definitely not a lady. You are.
Definitely.
You're all man, baby.
Thank you.
You come home. Your jacket smells. Your hair smells. And for those of us who have dry cleanable only clothing, I mean, that gets expensive.
It does.
It's anyways, I'm really excited. Mort's.
Moriarty's?
Yeah. Cool bar. Been there a couple times. Mm-hmm. But
right next to Stober's.
And for me, it's just like Stober's.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much of a... Plus, I mean, I know bars have like smoking sections, but let's
That's like
honest.
Trying to swim in a non-chlorinated section of a pool. I mean... I was at a place last weekend, and the non-smoking section was just on the other side of a small partition from the smoking section.
It's a joke.
Like right around the corner. Like,
right.
What's the point?
What's the point? Exactly. So May 1st. I know it took a lot of heated debate, and there was a lot of tensions. And again, you know, I'm all about do what you want to do with your own body, but...
Well, here's my thing about that. The thing is, if someone's drinking a drink, it's just really affecting them.
Right.
If
right.
you light up a cigarette right now, I have to inhale all the smoke and smell it. And I'm not going to argue outdoor smoking, whatever. If someone's smoking around me when we're outside, I deal with it.
You
I don't care.
You can move away.
That's fine.
Right.
You know, because I've smoked cigars outside once in a while, you know. But I wouldn't do it inside because I just know the effect it has on everyone.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Hands down. So that's May 1st. I know we've got bars around town here that are going to be outfitting themselves to get make ready.
Well, a lot of them are already there. Harrison Roadhouse is already smoke-free.
Well, and Michigan Brewing Company,
Michigan
NBC,
Brewing Company downtown
opened.
Smoke-free. They signed the legislation there.
That's
the governor
right.
did.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Which, if you go there, is it Tuesday nights? It's $2 off. Get your growlers refilled. I think it's Tuesdays.
What's a growler?
A growler? It's that big, you know, glass jug you gave me.
Oh, right.
That one time.
Yeah. How many beers are in one of those?
It's 64 ounces, so it's about...
Eight.
About four.
Oh, okay.
Well, it depends on how you do it.
Well, and this is a good point. This you know...
It's about four pints, I should say.
So pints.
Pint is more than 12 ounces.
I'm going to be honest. I don't like beer. Actually, I take that back.
You like Guinness.
Yes. I was lucky enough to go to Ireland last year.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Guinness
Speaking
factory.
Speaking of, Ireland entirely smoke-free.
So is Canada. But mm-hmm. then again, they're socialists, so...
Wow.
No, that's what everybody tells me. But...
Where are you hanging out?
I had a Guinness in Ireland at the Guinness factory, and it was amazing. But I'm sorry, guys. I stick to the hard stuff for wine. So
if there's a place you're excited about going smoke-free, or if there's a place that you are not excited about going smoke-free, you can drop us a line at lansingnext@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/lansingnext.
And on
Twitter.
At lansingnext on Twitter.
Yeah, because we really, I mean, this show's about us. Not Dan and I, but us as in mid-Michigan area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to know what you guys think. We want to hear from you. If you're angry, send us an audio
clip.
File. Yes, there you go. Thank you.
Oh boy, that's asking for trouble. You have no idea the Pandora's box you just opened.
Or send us a tweet, because you can only say it in 140 characters or less.
You can say a lot of nasty things in 140 characters or less.
We will try to air a fair, a wide range of opinions. But let us know. We do want to know. But speaking about favorite hangouts.
Right.
So where do you like to hang?
I am a regular fixture at Gone Wired Cafe down in the east side of town.
Yeah, near Lamai's and
which is
Amos.
Great Thai food.
Yes, yes. They have a killer pad Thai.
Mm-hmm.
And Amos is there.
Yep, right across the street.
And Green Door, which is another place I'm excited about going smoke-free.
Yes, Green Door has lots of great bands, but I don't go there because it gets very, very smoky.
Yeah.
And I've talked to some musicians, and I know a lot of them are excited about places going smoke-free because they'll be in there doing shows, and they're breathing in all that smoke, especially singers or people who like play saxophones or something. And having spent a brief tenure as a drummer in a band where I played a few shows that were very smoky places, I can definitely agree with being excited about smoke-free bars and not having to be swimming in all that smoke while you're performing.
Yeah. Well, regardless of smoking, one of my favorite places to hang out around town would definitely be NBC.
Yes.
Again, I don't drink beer. They don't serve anything but
Michigan
beer.
Michigan Brewing Company, good
yep,
place.
Right down in Washington Square.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a cool place to hang out.
It is very fun.
They've got games, which is kind of fun.
We played Phase 10 and Jenga there the other night.
Nerd alert right here.
Yeah. Especially with you.
Pot, meet kettle.
Yeah.
But that's a cool place. I also like going to Dublin Square in East Lansing. How about you?
Also smoke-free. Yeah, that's a good place.
What
I like about Dublin Square is they have all their different variations of black and tans. Like, they have a whole separate menu. For those who don't know, black and tan is Guinness with, it's Bass, right? Or is it Harps? Can't remember which.
I don't know. I don't drink beer.
Never mind. Moving on.
So, speaking of beverages that fill you up, you know what just happened?
Fat Tuesday?
Fat Tuesday, indeed. Did you have your punschke?
You bet I did.
What kind did you have?
Apple.
See, I'm not a punschke kind of girl.
What?
It's like 800 calories.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, well, I would rather spend 800 calories on something else.
It's once a year. Deal with it.
Yeah.
But I had this tradition growing up back home.
You're part Polish, aren't you?
No.
You're not?
No.
Oh.
Sicilian and Irish.
Wow, sorry.
Couldn't get any further from Polish.
Whoa! Or you could be Australian.
More on that later.
Ba-dum-tsh.
I wish it was Australian. I'd have that awesome accent.
So what's your tradition?
Growing up, my mom always cooked breakfast food for Tuesday or for Fat Tuesday dinner. So we'd always have pancakes, scrambled eggs, French toast, bacon, that sort of thing. As my dad likes to say, that was one of the conditions of him marrying her, that every Fat Tuesday she would have to make.
Really?
Yes. The other one being she would only ever buy Jif peanut butter. He hates off-brand peanut butter.
Nice.
My dad's quirky.
Okay.
So I always grew up having breakfast food for Fat Tuesday dinner. And when I got out to here, I would mention this to people. Not everyone always did. They're like, oh, that's interesting. So there's been a few times where I've had to like go out of my way to kind of find a place where I could get pancakes at like, you know, 6 o'clock at night. I know I could
Sawyer's.
Well, yeah, now that I know about Sawyer's, definitely I'll be going there.
Well, I didn't really do much for Fat Tuesday, but let me tell you know what I did do instead of a punschki?
You didn't sit around and watch Glee all night, did you?
Don't knock Glee. It's a great show. I ate a cupcake.
Good for you.
There are two really, in my opinion anyways, great cupcake places around town. You've got Bacon Cakes, which is at the corner of Saginaw and, was that Clippert?
I don't think it's,
or
no,
Kalamazoo.
It's Kalamazoo.
And then you've got right a piece of cake down in East Lansing next to the East Lansing Food Co-op. And I believe that's Northwind Drive.
Nice.
Amazing cupcakes.
Is that where they got the cupcakes for demo
yes.
camp?
And I'm not going to lie, I'm a bit of a foodie. I love to cook food. I
yes,
love
you
to
do.
Try new food. Dan's been kind enough to be a guinea pig of some of my samplings.
Yes, myself, my girlfriend, our other friends have all.
I like to host dinner parties.
Happily been fed by Julia
yes,
Lynn.
Yes, it was good times. So, are you doing anything to recover from Fat Tuesday now that you've consumed your punschki and your breakfast food?
Doing a lot of yoga, kickboxing, you know, just trying to burn off those 800 calories.
Yes, grateful for the Lansing YMCA right here. So, speaking of food.
And eggs.
Eggs, indeed. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but there's now a new county ordinance that allows regular folk like you and I to have chickens.
Awesome. But they can't have roosters, though, right?
No, because they're loud.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure you could get hit with a noise ordinance, particularly mm-hmm. if you live in East Lansing. You know, what's cool about this is my sister, actually, and her husband live in East Lansing, and they've got chickens. In fact, the city of East Lansing passed this ordinance before the county did. The county just passed it.
Really?
Yeah. And
so all of Ingham County?
Yeah.
Okay, but not Eaton County.
Yep. And so right now, the city of Lansing is now looking at implementing something like that. So I know for my sister and her husband, they can only have up to four, which mm-hmm. they technically have three because they had four and they found out that one was a rooster.
Whoops.
So he apparently was the prettiest one of the bunch.
Well, they usually are.
But they get fresh eggs every day.
That's awesome.
And
do they sell the extra eggs they don't need? Because I know some people do that.
No, they just eat a lot of eggs.
Yeah, well, hey.
or they give them away to us.
I like frittatas. You know,
indeed.
I like Eggs Benedict.
Indeed. So I'm wondering, is anybody out there have chickens or thinking about getting chickens?
Yeah, if you do, shoot us an email at lansingnex@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. We'd love to hear how it's going for you.
Or if you think this is like a horrible idea.
Yes, if you are anti-chicken.
Or if you had a bad experience, like say your neighbor had chickens and it just drove you bonkers.
If you are anti-chicken, we want to hear from you as well.
Personally, for me, if I had, I mean, I live in an apartment, so obviously I can't do this. But if I had property,
mm-hmm.
I would give it a shot. I would definitely have a garden at very least. And it seems to me like a lot of people our age, you know,
they are
hovering around 30, give
or
take.
You know, I have a garden.
Yes, you do.
But I live in an apartment, which is kind of a, well,
yeah,
hybrid.
I notice a lot of people around our age are into this sort of stuff, the urban gardening.
Yeah, see, I you know, it's funny. I'm kind of geeky.
There's no kind of
okay.
about it, sweetheart.
I'm totally geeky. But I love to cook. I'm very domesticated, and I love to cook. And I think it's because I am geeky that I actually like to be able to go out and get my hands dirty and plant stuff and pull weeds and it's great. Gardening is great for...
She's single, fellas. You heard her. She likes to get her hands dirty.
Thanks, Dan. I'll slip you the 20 later.
Uh-huh.
But I have an urban garden. In fact, I picked my apartment because I actually have a bed that I can put in fruits and vegetables. Save your jokes. Silly man.
Oh, I am. Trust me.
And you know what? I did it last year. I've done it 2 years now. The first year I did mostly flowers with a couple herbs. And then I switched it around this past year, and I have done what I call my urban victory garden 2.0. And you remember, victory gardens is what our grandparents and some of our parents had during World War II.
Yes.
When times were really lean and folks had to grow a lot of their own food. So I did all fruits and vegetables and herbs. And it was a blast.
Awesome.
I mean, some things are harder to grow in Michigan, obviously. But I composted.
Like coconuts?
I haven't tried that one yet. But pineapples. I composted. So I would take the scraps and ends of vegetables that I couldn't use and put them back into the earth, richer soil. Got a lot of my stuff from Home Depot and got all the plants from the various farmers markets around town. Meridian Farmers Market is one of my favorite. Allen Street has got a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Old Town has one. And then this past year, East Lansing started a farmers market.
I went there a few times. You know, our friend Ryan Knott used to play his music there.
Indeed. Somebody that we hope to have on the show sometime soon.
With his guitar. Is that where they had those really great cider slushies?
Apple cider slushies.
Oh, who did those?
I don't know, but they were organic, if that's your thing, which, you know, can't hurt, right? But it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
They were literally delicious. So, again, if this is something that you're into, hate, love, meh, drop us a line, let us know.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're needing to take time for a break here. So what's coming up next, Bob?
Bob?
Or Dan, or whomever you want to be right now.
Up next, we get a little bit of a international delight.
International flavor.
With Miss Subin Nerkuli.
Yes, and like we just mentioned a little bit ago, she writes for Capital Gains.
Yep, like I do.
But she also works for the International Refugee Center here in town.
And we're going to talk to her about what she likes about Lansing and why she's sticking around.
Yeah, because she didn't grow up here.
She didn't have
to move here.
Mm-hmm.
But not only she moved here, she loves it here now.
And she can't get enough.
That's right. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons and Dan Hogan, and we are
Daniel J. Hogan.
We're on Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. We'll be right back.
A healthier, more active version of you is waiting. You're laughing harder, living louder. You're having more fun. You don't even think about what other people think, not for 1 minute. Introduce yourself to that person this Wednesday at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital Weight Management Information Session. For as little as $6 a week, you can have the full support of HGB's comprehensive programs equipped to help you become healthier and more active. We have something for every budget and everybody, including youth programs. And if you don't like counting and weighing, our meal-based programs are available at a lower cost than you spend at the grocery store. Sign up for one of our free Wednesday information sessions at 6 p.m. It's easy. Registration is required. Can't make it on Wednesdays? That's okay. We'll work with you. Change your life today by calling the HGB Wellness Center at 541-5839. That's 541-5839. A healthier, more active version of you is waiting at HGB.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yeah. And we're back at Lansing Next. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And Daniel J. Hogan.
And we're very excited to have our first guest of our show today. And, you know, I gotta say, I think out of all the people I know in town, Dan, she's probably the best traveled person I know.
I agree. She's been around.
Subin Nurkuli, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, so you've lived a lot of places.
Yes, actually.
And a lot of cool places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, folks at home who are listening can tell right now, you probably didn't grow up in Michigan.
No. You grew up in Wisconsin.
I did grow up in Wisconsin. I love cheese.
And beer.
Yes.
And beer. No, seriously. So you've got a beautiful accent.
Well, thank you.
And tell us everywhere that you've picked up such a gorgeous accent.
Well, I spent most of my life down under. I lived in Australia for a good 20 years and then moved to Lansing. But before that, I also lived in Europe.
Whereabouts?
In Switzerland. Ooh, I was born there. And
I have a bank account there.
I've always wanted one there. Just didn't. Too young to open one.
Yeah.
But yeah, my father worked for the United Nations, so we did a lot of traveling.
Wow. And you said you lived in four continents.
Correct.
So what was the fourth?
The other, yeah, it's Africa.
Wow.
Yep.
Whereabouts?
In Kenya.
Ooh.
Nice. So.
I need to get out more.
Yes, you do. You're pretty pale.
Well, that's just the winter. What do you expect? So you're here. I mean, you've literally been all over. I can only imagine what your passport looks like. And you are now here in Lansing, not because you got stuck here or because your journey ended here. So why Lansing?
Well, I married a Lansingite. So, you know, we sort of made the decision to settle here probably about 2 years ago. Because, I mean, he loves the area of having grown up here, and I just sort of grew to love the area. I think there's an energy here that I haven't seen everywhere.
Really?
Yep.
Do you think that would surprise folks around here, Dan?
That there's an energy?
Yeah, that somebody as well-traveled as Subin would recognize an energy.
No, because I think we get a lot of international folks due to the university, and a lot of them stick around, and there's a reason people stick around, and obviously, she's kind of tapped into that as well.
Yeah, I know many people that aren't actually from Lansing that have chosen to stay here. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we're both neither of us are from here originally.
It's like we discussed earlier, like how Lansing is a good mix of a big city but also a small town atmosphere. And a lot of people like that.
Yeah, it's a great place to have a family as well as sort of connect. And
well, and you know, I'm just gonna throw this out there, you know a little thing about having a family now, just in the last couple months.
Yes, newly so. I just had my first child in January.
Congratulations.
So. Thank you.
And a beautiful bouncing baby boy.
Yes, I'll be on James Cooley. He's adorable. But then I might be biased as well. But
well, you should be.
I'm a parent.
But the pictures I've seen on Facebook and Twitter look absolutely adorable. So
well, thank you.
Definitely a big congrats. So you're here.
Yep.
And you don't just play house all day, which there would be nothing wrong with that. But you're actually quite a busy gal.
Yes, but in a good way.
Okay.
With refugee resettlement programs that bring families to Lansing. So our job is to make sure that we make them self-sufficient and help them, you know, assimilate to the culture.
Whereabouts might we find refugees in the area from?
Everywhere. But if from where they're from, you know, they range, people are from.
Right, yeah, where are they from? I'm not sorry. Asking for
Ace and Andrew. They're all over by the mall.
I know, I was like, wait. Burundi, Burma, Bhutan, Nepal, Somalia, Cuba. Some wonderful people, too. So,
do we have a lot of folks from Europe? Eastern Europe?
Not that I've worked with yet, but I'm sure there have been. I'm sure there have been some resettlement groups from that area.
Now, is it just Lansing, or is it Michigan in general that has lots of refugees?
You know, I only know about the population in Lansing, but okay. I'm sure that there's resettlement all over.
Sure. Okay.
So
wow, and so in your role with the Refugee Center, what do you do?
I personally, being the parent education specialist, I assist the parents in getting to know a little bit more about the educational system here in America, sort of guide them, take them to the schools, let them know about the rules that they have to apply to and follow.
Well, yeah, with a whole new culture.
Yeah, it's and wow. Every country has a different education system, so
I'm
we're
sure
dealing
explaining
with...
Sadie Hawkins Day is a lot of fun.
Sadie Hawkins Day?
That's where the girl asked the boy to dance.
Oh, that was always Dan's favorite day of the year.
Because yep. I was always got at least one date out of the year that way.
I have no idea what Sadie Hawkins is.
You're not missing much.
Okay.
Fantastic. So, wow. Okay, so Capital Gains, and of course they can find your work at...
CapitalGainsMedia.com.
Yes, Dan knows a thing or two about Capital Gains.
I know a guy who writes for him.
You can also follow them on Twitter at LansingCapGains.
And you do the Twitter account for them, don't you?
I think we sort of, it's both Ivy and I. Okay. Ivy Hughes, who's the managing editor.
Gotcha. So.
And so when you're not working hard and doing other things around town, what are some of your favorite places to hang out or visit? Or
well, if you know me, I like to eat, so you'll find me.
No shame, sister. No shame.
Yeah, too.
You'll find me at some great eateries in the Lansing area. I love Mama Bear's. I'm a huge fan, and Chica Cecilia is a fabulous chef. I also like Asia's Finest, which is on the south side.
You had their pho.
I have not had the pho.
Oh,
I'm still addicted to the Pad Kee Mao.
For those of you listening, it's a Vietnamese beef noodle soup, and it is...
It's amazing.
To kill, and it's like $5 or $6, and you've got enough for like three meals.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't tell you how many times I've had to listen to the same speech over and
honestly,
over again.
I've yet to have anything bad at Asia's Finest.
Oh, no, I'm not complaining.
Even trying something new.
I had their Pad Thai there, and it was very good.
Pad Thai's good, too.
Very good.
Yeah, it's hard to go wrong. Okay, so you like to eat... are you a coffee drinker? Are you a tea drinker?
Yes, I like tea and coffee. I'm quite an...
CapitalGainsMedia.com.
Yes, Dan knows a thing or two about capital gains.
I know a guy who writes for him.
You can also follow them on Twitter at LansingCapGains.
And you do the Twitter account for him, don't you?
I think we sort of... It's both Ivy and I.
Okay.
Ivy Hughes, who's the managing editor.
Gotcha.
So... And so when you're not working hard and doing other things around town, what are some of your favorite places to hang out or visit? Or
well, if you know me, I like to eat, so you'll find me.
No shame, sister. No shame.
Yeah, too.
You'll find me at some great eateries in the Lansing area. I love Mama Bear's. I'm a huge fan, and Chica Cecilia is a fabulous chef. I also like Asia's Finest, which is on the south side.
You had their pho?
I have not had the pho.
Oh,
I'm still addicted to the Pad Kee Mao.
For those of you listening, it's a Vietnamese beef noodle soup, and it is...
It's amazing.
To kill, and it's like $5 or $6, and you've got enough for like three meals.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't tell you how many times I've had to listen to the same speech over and over
again.
Honestly,
I've yet to have anything bad at Asia's Finest.
Oh, no, I'm not complaining.
Even trying something new.
I had their... Pad Thai there, and it was very good.
Pad Thai's good, too.
Very good.
Yeah, it's hard to go wrong. Okay, so you like to eat. Are you a coffee drinker? Are you a tea drinker?
Yes, I like tea and coffee. I'm quite a coffee addict, actually. I love Big B and Mama Bear's.
Okay.
Other places that you could find me.
And let's see. I see you're at the Lansing Breakfast Club.
Yep.
You're at the Mid-Michigan Tweet Up. You're...
Yeah, I try to stay connected, and it's a great place to meet other young professionals as well.
Okay, Dan, I know you had some burning questions. What else did you want to ask, Steuben?
What else do you do?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, we'll take
I'm
a
sorry.
Pause. No,
sorry.
No, the phone came the
in.
Clock
yeah, there was
thing
some
went off, so.
Interference.
Okay, why don't you do the close?
All right, so just start.
Pause and then go.
All right, Steuben, so thanks for coming in and talking with us. Is there any closing things you want to say about Lansing or how much you love it?
You know, I
wait, let's do that over.
Yeah, sorry.
Do we want to do the what's on your iPod thing?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Take it away,
and
Sam.
Do we
what
just want to do
favorite Twitter
what about,
thing?
What about the blog thing?
Oh, yeah, if you we can just repeat that. Yeah. I am so sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, time had done. That was it was still going off.
You can't waste it about a minute and a half with this.
Right.
Go with the iPod or the blog, and then wrap it up.
Okay,
let's all you, Dan. What's the blog? So, Subin, do you have a favorite blog you like to read?
I am a big fan of DesignSponge, online.com.
That sounds kind of fun.
It's awesome. It's a really great place to get sort of home decor ideas and do-it-yourself ideas for people who want to make their home.
Well, that sounds like a blast.
Note to self, check out.
Yes, add it to my favorites. Well, thank you for coming in, Subin.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
And folks can, of course, can find you online at capitalgainsmedia.com.
Yep.
And we will be right back on Lansing Next.
Hey, Rick Comley and the boys are bringing the heat, so why not get something to eat? Jersey Giant Subs. Hi, this is Britt from Jersey Giant Submarines. The only thing faster than a slapshot hockey puck at a Spartan game is Jersey Giant Submarines. 16 different varieties. You name it, we got it. Hey, the only thing bigger than a Jersey Giant Sub is our love for Spartan sports. Jersey Giant Subs, because it's cheaper than taking your family to the boardwalk.
This is Elmo from Sesame Street, and Elmo's here with the governor.
Hello, I'm Governor Jennifer Granholm.
Oh, and Elmo and the governor are here to tell you how to stay healthy this flu season.
First, sneeze into the bend of your arm.
Yes, always wash your hands really well.
And remember to have a plan ready in case your child is too sick for school, so someone can stay home with them while they get healthy.
Stay healthy, Michigan.
To learn more about preventing flu, visit flu.gov.
Hi, everybody. Michigan's entertainment reporter Jim Fordyce here inviting you to join me for My Afternoon. That's My with an M-I, like our great state of Michigan. From 3 until 6 p.m., you'll enjoy this lively show featuring interviews, news, lots of chat that's both fun and informative for listeners in Michigan. My Afternoon is a virtual cornucopia of the latest in what's happening in our great state. So if you are tired of an afternoon full of political name-calling and people complaining about taxes, health care, and the disaster under the dome, try My Afternoon for lots of fun. At My Afternoon, we keep our drama on the screen and on the stage, where it belongs. My Afternoon is online at talklansing.net and myentertainment.biz, weekdays from 3 until 6.
Welcome back to Lansing Next on talklansing.net. I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And I'm Daniel J. Hogan. Sorry.
And we're still working on radio cues. But you know what? It keeps it fun. So back here in our third segment, and we are talking shop. Well, not really. We're actually talking Foursquare.
Foursquare.
It's kind of shop for me because that's what I do. I'm a social media nerd, geek.
Yes, you are.
Yes. So, you've heard about Foursquare.
Indeed, I have.
I've heard about Foursquare, but for folks at home or in cars or on your iPod, whatever, wherever you're listening to us, you may not have heard of Foursquare. If you're on Twitter, I'm guessing you've definitely heard of
it's Foursquare. It's probably been polluting your Twitter feed for the past few weeks.
So, Foursquare, according to Foursquare, it's just foursquare.com, they are all about helping us find new ways to explore our cities or wherever we go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you set it up through your Facebook account or your Twitter account, if you'd like, and you check in when you go to certain places.
So say you go to the local coffee shop.
Yep.
You go onto your phone.
A Big B, perhaps. Born in
You click on whatever, and you check in, and Foursquare tracks where you've been.
Yes.
Via the... Do they do it GPS?
Yeah, I think so.
Because they know where you are, and you just kind of tell it, yes, I'm here.
Yep, I think so.
Okay.
But... some of the controversy around Foursquare, you hinted at it earlier, Dan.
The problem people are having with Foursquare...
Should we just say the problem you're having with Foursquare, Dan?
I don't totally hate Foursquare.
Okay,
there's one or two aspects that annoy me about it, and there's some of the things I think are pretty great about it. The one thing about it that gets on my nerves sometimes is I'll look at my Twitter feed to see what all my friends are up to, and it's all these Foursquare updates. I'm at the Mire at wherever.
Yes, and if you go to something more than once, you can become the mayor.
Well, enough times, like more than like anyone else, I believe.
Something, I don't know.
And
Become the mayor.
You become the mayor, and like I just want to tell some of these people, yeah, I became mayor of your mom's house. Because there'll be times where, I need to find something specific on Twitter, where I want to know what people are up to, and like I don't care that all these people are at Target.
Right.
Or that they're at,
But, I mean, can't you see some cool, like, instances for it?
Yes, I agree. Like,
for instance, I travel a lot for business. And if I'm in a cool city and I want to check in somewhere awesome, say the Sears Tower or...
Yeah, I totally... That kind of stuff I definitely agree with. And another friend of ours was talking about she'll go out of towns to conventions.
Right.
And people say, I'm at this restaurant. And so she'll know, oh, okay, that's where I got to go to meet everyone.
Yep.
And I agree, it is a decent application.
Well, and you can also see other people who've checked in there.
Right.
And we should point out that you don't have to have it update your Twitter every time. Mm-hmm. You can just check in.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a cool app. I don't know. What do you guys think? Tell us. You know, obviously you can email us at lansingnext@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook.
Or you can find us on Twitter at Lansing Next.
So tell us what you think. And Foursquare, great.
There's a webcomic I read called Player vs. Player. It's pvponline.com. And they had a story this past week where one of the characters kept going to a coffee shop and he became mayor of the coffee shop. And then one of his coworkers went there enough times to knock him out. And so he was freaking out and they're kind of going back and forth. It was pretty funny because they were definitely making fun of the whole... Foursquare thing.
And you call me the geek.
But whatever. Why? Because I read comics online, whatever. But that leads me to think of another way that could be used really well, because in the comic, the coffee shop he went to, if you were the mayor, you got a free scone.
Ooh.
And so I'm thinking, well, see, that's a good idea. If I ran like a small coffee shop locally or some other type of store, and I knew about Foursquare, I would totally take advantage of it, because you can see... Who's
or
coming?
Like a coupon, like a 10% off coupon.
Like come in if you're the mayor of Dan's bookstore.
Yeah,
you get 25% off of a book or something.
Huh.
If you can kind of tap into that,
for sure,
you can use it to your advantage.
Well, speaking of technology,
yes.
Can we just talk about the elephant in the tech world right now?
My nuclear robot.
I don't want to know. No, this iPad.
Oh yes.
Okay, seriously, I just need to say this. I'm pretty sure that Apple did not bother to survey any women or had any women.
Well, they probably did, and it just didn't care.
Why would you call a wireless tablet? Granted, it looks awesome. I'm not going to lie. I kind of have, gadget envy here. But why would you call it an iPad? Do you know what the trending topic on Twitter was for days afterwards?
iTampon.
iTablet.
Well, the obvious reason is it's similar to iPod. That's why. I'm not defending their choice. I'm saying that's from a marketing standpoint, whatever. That is why they went with it. I mean, that's
yeah. Well, anyways, iPad, it's coming out.
But to me, it looks
soon.
Just like a glorified iPod Touch. Like, I was really disappointed because what I wanted was something like a MacBook Pro that just had, it was a big giant touchscreen. This looks more like a glorified iPod Touch or something.
That's bigger.
That's just bigger, which that's not what I want. I want a tablet.
It's only $500. I mean, for Apple, that's like dirt cheap.
Yeah, well, what I've been reading is that this is kind of their way to kind of go after the Kindle.
Yeah, okay.
And the, what's the other one? The Barnes & Noble one.
The Nook?
The Nook, yeah.
Huh, well.
Which
I have neither, so.
Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. This is definitely going to be competition for those two devices.
Yeah.
Another article I was reading, I can't remember where I read it, they were saying how this is an easy way for a lot of people to kind of get, like non-tech people,
to kind of
get into Apple easier.
I can see that. Well, speaking of technology, iPods. Let's talk about iPods. The one properly named Apple gadget,
little
in my
opinion. Big pod.
Yes. What is on your iPod right now?
What's on my iPod right now?
Well, actually, should we ask Jeeves, our trusty butler, to...
Okay, here it comes. This is mine.
Ooh. Okay, what is this?
This is Positive Contact by Deltron 3030. It's actually sort of a rap supergroup with Delta Funky Homo Sapien and Danny
Seriously?
Automator. Yeah.
Delta Superhuman what?
Delta Funky Homo Sapien. You have the first Gorillaz album.
Oh,
That's
okay.
Him doing all the rapping.
Okay. It's solid.
And what's good about this whole album, it's a science fiction rap concept album. I mean, I like rap, but this rap I definitely like.
Well, we're curious. Are you a fan? Not a fan? We're going to have a link to it on our Facebook page, and we'll talk about it on Twitter.
Sure.
Curious to know if you like it.
The whole album's great.
Well, I actually would like to talk about my favorite song. It's a little more upbeat, and surprise, I have an upbeat song. But this is called Brimful of Asha, A-S-H-A. And it's actually by the British band Corner Shop. So they call it like a pop rock fusion, East meets West, if you will.
Right.
It's definitely pop, it's definitely rock. It's actually Fatboy Slim did a remix of this. It came out in 97. It's got some Indian fusion to it, hence the name. I love this song to just like rock out in my car, to work out to. It's a good time. A lot of fun. Anyways, if you have a song that you'd like to submit to us, send it to lansingnext@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook or
you could even send Twitter. If there's like a video to it, or I'm sorry, a video of it on the YouTube, send us a link on
the
Twitter.
Tubes. On the tubes of the internet.
At LansingNext on the Twitters.
All right. Well, we've got a jet, but coming up in our next segment, we are going to have
We're going to talk to Nick
Kwiatkowski with Ignite Lansing.
Can we do that again? Let's do that again. You caught me off guard. Okay. And then up next, we got Nick Kwiatkowski talking about Ignite Lansing 3.0.
We'll be right back on Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net.
This is Timothy Muffet, music director of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. Join us this Saturday for an evening of Mozart. You'll hear three of Mozart's most popular works for orchestra, the overture to his wild opera Don Giovanni, the passion and fury of his 25th symphony, and the power and brilliance of his symphony number 41, The Jupiter. If you haven't experienced the thrill of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, now is the perfect time to come hear what everyone is talking about. Tickets start at just $12 and are available at 517-487-5001 or online at lansingsymphony.org. Don't miss the magic of Mozart this Saturday night at the Wharton Center. Get your tickets today at lansingsymphony.org.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons, and I'm here with Daniel J. Hogan. And the next guest that we've got on today's show is a good friend of both of ours, but somebody who's really played a role in helping, you know, the whole Lansing 2.0, if you will, really emerge. And that's Nick Kwiatkowski. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thanks.
Nick, now, you're here because you are one of the big kahunas behind Ignite Lansing.
To say the least.
To say the least, indeed.
Yeah.
And so why don't you just give us the 30-second shtick about Ignite Lansing.
Ignite Lansing is an event based on the Ignite series from O'Reilly. We brought it to Lansing.
Wait. Bill O'Reilly? Which O'Reilly were we talking
about? Oh,
Tim.
Okay.
Tim O'Reilly, the book publisher.
Excellent. Thank you.
But we brought it to Lansing to bring a little more of tech events to the Lansing area. What it is a lot of people describe it as like a Twitter for presentations, but what it is 5-minute presentations, a whole bunch of them on a variety of different topics, set to a kind of hip type of event. So what we do is we have 15 presenters up on stage, give 5-minute presentations. Actually, they're PowerPoint type presentations. The slides automatically advance for a total of 5 minutes. So.
When was the first Ignite? Like, not in Lansing, but in general, the first one?
The first one, I'd like to say, was in... it was quite a while ago, a few years ago. Before 2007 is the first one I participated
in. You're
talking
about the national Ignite?
Yeah,
yes.
National,
okay.
The first one ever.
Okay.
I know it didn't start in Michigan. It was
No, it did not. No, we weren't late to the game, but we definitely weren't the first ones.
Gotcha.
Well, and there was a group of you that brought Ignite Lansing...
Yeah,
you were responsible for the creation of it.
Yeah, there were a few of us. So I participated in some of the Chicago ones, helped some of the people out with that one there, particularly the ones that Adobe actually set up in Chicago to partner with some of their trade show events. Brought that idea back to Lansing, and a few of us started working on it. Myself, Rick Mason, and a couple other people started working on it. Betsy Weber was in there as well. Half year later or so, we were approached by some of the people of the city of Lansing, Jeff Smith and some of those guys, to kind of partner together and actually make the event happen. And we ended up doing the first one in April 14th, 2009.
And I remember that one because
yes.
I actually...
you presented at that one.
I was one of the first presenters. And as much as I'm not going to lie, I kind of like getting up in front of people.
I know, hard to believe. No.
But I actually had a lot of fun doing my presentation, and I did a presentation on how to schmooze like a professional and look good doing it,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek 5-minute presentation.
I thought it was how to mingle like a rock star or something like that, wasn't that the
No, thing? I'm pretty sure it was how to schmooze like a professional.
I think so, too.
I mean, I did do the presentation, man.
Right.
I'm thinking something else. But, it was tough. I mean, I do presentations and workshops and that's part of what my job consists of, but having to get up there and deal with the timed, transitions between the slides, that was a little nerve-wracking. But I had a blast. How many people did we have turn out for that?
We had 350 people for the first one, I believe.
And we did you guys sell out?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We sold that first event out, and I think we opened up ticket sales like at noon on a Friday, and we were completely sold out by Monday morning.
And that was just word of mouth, right?
The marketing was completely done through Twitter and word of mouth and Facebook. There was no actual marketing. We had planned to do actual marketing, but we had to end up getting the materials by the time that we sold out.
Wow, that is fantastic. And then we've just had, a couple months ago, had the second one.
Yep, second one we had the end of September of 2009. And that one, again, we opened it up for about 450 tickets. And that one sold out in under a week.
And that was in Old Town at the Temple Club.
That was at the Old Temple Building.
Old Temple Building, sorry. Yes.
And for folks who can't make it...
Yep, we also streamed both of them online. The first one was kind of sketchy because we didn't do a whole lot of testing with it. We had no idea how much it would actually be used. We had about 45 people or so watching that online. The second one actually went off without a hitch. For the most part, and that one there, we had over 180 people watch the event online, in addition to about the 500 people that were there actually at the event.
Now, Dan, you were there.
Yeah, I was there for like 10 minutes because I was stuck late at work, and I had like an hour where I could have like a quote-unquote dinner break. So I ran out there so I could at least check it out and say hi to people, but I left before even the presentation started, but I was able to get back like... right at the end.
Was it like to be there?
It was amazing. Like, it was great seeing all these creative-minded people together in one spot in Lansing, and just the energy amongst the crowd was.
And it's not awesome. Techie kind of stuff,
right? It wasn't all techie. I mean, you go to some convention things and it's very, very techie. This, I didn't get that vibe. It was just people who, they all had ideas. You know, you just, there was an energy about it that was kind of hard to match.
The Ignite events typically have always been techie. Pretty much every other city in the world has always been, you know, tech focused, because again, O'Reilly typically is the one who does the majority of the marketing for it.
Sure.
Right.
And with those, they typically get, you know, people who read the O'Reilly books, which are more tech books and things like that. Our events have been extremely unique in the Ignite arena, primarily because ours have been more focused on the green, like creative energy style. So what you typically would get more of a Pikachu type of event rather than the Ignite, although we really have the Ignite flavor. So we have a combination of both, but ours have typically been more to the creative side than to the tech side.
So people who aren't, you know, kind of techie, geek-minded,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be geek, I'll be honest. I'm
you
not.
Certainly are.
Thanks, Dan. But it's for anybody. I mean, because it's a lot of fun. You can literally present on anything. What are some of the least techie-minded presentations you've seen, Nick?
Oh, we've had presentations from everything. I mean, all over the sun. I mean, everything under the sun.
About surviving your marriage or planning your wedding.
Yep, one was planning your wedding. Another one that was really popular was Clunkers for Cash,
mm-hmm.
where Bill Moore actually talked about how he was saving money by, you know, keeping his old car rather than, you know, cashing in for the government refund. We've had some building a garden, like building the community gardens in Flint.
I remember the ice climbing.
Yep, there was one about ice climbing. There was another one about, you know, what type of food, or like, you know, very unique foods that are out there.
Sure.
That was, you know, so she had fruits from, you know,
yeah,
a bunch of stuff we'd never even heard of. So
now let me ask you, we've got one coming up, which is why you're here today.
Yep.
We're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the next one.
So the next one we're going to have is going to be on March 5th. Tickets are on sale right now. So when I say tickets are on sale, go to our website, ignitelansing.com.
Okay.
And pretty much you can sign up for there. So I don't know, by the time that this airs, I don't know if there's going to be any tickets available. But we'll definitely see.
Okay.
Because, again, they go pretty quick.
Are the tickets up, or is it just the presentation stuff is up?
No, right, tickets now will be up.
Oh, okay.
And what's the, where do they go to sign up and get tickets?
Yeah, ignitelansing.com is the website.
Okay.
And on the very top there, there's a thing that says registration. There's also going to be, there's also a post on there that says how to get your tickets as well.
And where is it going to be held at this year?
This time, because we're doing them about every 6 months.
Okay,
we're
going to
keep
this
pretty
time,
consistent
yeah.
about that. But this next one is actually going to be held at the old Knapp building in downtown Lansing.
That's right, literally downtown Lansing.
Yeah, it's downtown Lansing on the corner of Kalamazoo and Washtenaw.
Yeah, right by NBC.
And yeah, right next, about a block away from NBC and the firm and places like that.
Cool.
But it used to be an old department store. We're going to be sprucing it up. It's going to be an awesome event.
And I know you're always looking for sponsors.
Yeah, so
food, beer.
Yeah, so pretty much any business or pretty much anybody individually who wants to help sponsor the event, whether in-kind contributions, like services that you can offer, food, or, you know, anything like that, you know, please let us know.
And you guys are great about giving love to the sponsors, because my firm was a sponsor for the last one and got lots of love on the website and on Twitter, and
yep.
I definitely want to thank you guys for that, because I've actually had people come back to me saying, oh, I didn't know you were a sponsor of Ignite.
Yep, we've got a lot of very unique sponsors that have helped us out in the past, you know, from web hosting all the way through, you know, providing us food to providing us just money so we can do what we need to do. Yeah.
And so sponsors can go to ignitelansing.com as well to contact
Correct.
You?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yep, there's a sponsorship tab on the top that lists all the sponsors and also how to sponsor us as well.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Dan, what was one of your favorite presentations?
At the last time?
Yeah.
I remember I didn't get to stay there.
Well, what you saw.
So I liked the How to Survive a B-Movie.
Yeah.
The B-Horror movie, very good.
And if you ever want to watch any of the old presentations, we've stored all the presentations online. We've got them on our website as well. So we've got all 30 presentations so far.
Great. Well, Nick Kwiatkowski, thank you so much. IgniteLansing.com. We're looking forward to it March 5th, and we'll be hearing more about it.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
One thing defining successful people in Michigan is the ability to look back and remember those who inspired their goals and dreams. For physicist, nuclear engineer, and Next Energy CEO Keith Cooley, his career inspiration was formulated at Pontiac Central with philosophy teacher Mr. Hayner, who taught him a different way to look at the world.
Whether he was talking us through the finer points of a particular argument around medicine, society, science, war, or what have you, he always wanted to make sure that we were willing to listen to an alternative point of view.
For many successful Michigan business people like Keith Cooley, it was a teacher who made all the difference.
Just gave me that special point of view and helped me to be a different kind of person when it came to understanding how to make good decisions, how to take in data, how to be a success.
Today, the teachers and union members of the Michigan Education Association provide leadership training and education, guiding students to the careers defining our state's future. The MEA, preparing students for the jobs Michigan needs. Learn more at MEA.org.
Well, we did it, Julie Lynn.
Can you believe it? We actually survived our first show. And thank you. If you stuck along for the ride, thank you for listening. But we've got more shows to come.
Yes, we got lots in the pipeline.
Yes.
But if there's something you want us to talk about, shoot us an email at lansingnext@gmail.com.
Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And we will look over your suggestions and we'll decide if they're worthy of our time or not.
We actually have a lot of cool stuff in the pipeline. Yeah. And we don't want to give the whole store away for free, as they say. But
right.
Different events are coming up that we definitely want to highlight, like Ignite. We want to thank Subin and Nick for mm-hmm. joining us.
Definitely.
We are going to be posting links to the different events, Capital Gains, on our Facebook page and via Twitter. So make sure you become a fan and stay tuned. We'd love your feedback. Valentine's Day just happened.
It did.
And if you've got anything outrageous or awesome.
Yeah, what did you go out for Valentine's Day? And if you were, in fact, able to find a table anywhere, that's why. I kind of had a double whammy this month because it's both my girlfriend's birthday and Valentine's Day within a week.
And if there were any awkward first dates on Valentine's Day, which that's a whole nother show.
That is a whole nother show.
But we want to hear about it. And I think so does everybody else. It's kind of like in the girl magazines mm-hmm. where they share like most embarrassing moments.
We don't need to go there.
We'll protect the innocent. But share us the story because let's face it, it's got to be a good time.
Yeah, especially if it's at Lansing,
Yes.
Something crazy happened at Amel's or.
Yes. Play spaghetti in the lap.
He went to DeLuca's and it was a total disaster because.
But if something great happened too.
Exactly.
If you proposed or whatever.
Like, say you pop the question on the fish ladder in Old Town, we want to hear about it.
Some of us have to live vicariously through you, so make sure you share that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Of course, you can listen to the show every Wednesday at 11 a.m.
at TalkLansing.net.
TalkLansing.net. You can download us as a podcast. We will be available there. And, let's face it, we're on internet radio. This is a pretty awesome thing, whether it's Pandora or any of the other. I mean, you can listen to everything from NPR to this, all online. And so we want to thank the folks at Talk Lansing for inviting us here and having us on. But
and
also
giving us a shot.
For sure. Well, hopefully we'll be back next week. But it's a cool medium, and there's a lot of cool stuff. So in the meantime, thanks so much. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And this is Daniel J. Hogan.
And this is Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. We'll see you next week.